T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
In the UEFA Champions League, every moment is a story.
Paris Saint-Germain have won the Champions League.
And every great story needs an audience. Feel every match.
Mbappe in the middle.
Every goal.
Oh, would you believe this?
From the best clubs.
Real Madrid strike.
And the biggest stars.
Bukayo Saka scores.
This is the world's best soccer.
Momentous and iconic.
The UEFA Champions League. Stream every match live exclusively on Paramount Plus.
Another 5 hour KM to AM. It's a sprint, not a marathon. Shout out to everybody in the chat and also online. Yankees 1906-2000 writes, Dable rubbed me the wrong way when I saw him on Hard Knocks, put his feet on the table while interviewing potential draft picks. Lack of respect for the players came off as a cocky jerk. Like, you guys hate this guy. John E. said, that little rat Dable laughing my ass off. I'm like, yeah, that was funny. Sharif hates his coach. Yeah, I mean, if you don't like a guy, like I said, you just there's nothing that he can do to win you over. I remember when Dable first came in, I'm like, oh, this guy's a player's coach, right? He had the Jordan 3s on. He came in like, yo, play juicy. It was all a dream. I felt like Dable was the right guy for New York. You had so many swings and misses. He comes in, he rights the ship. He wins coach of the year. I remember doing the little Giants shout to Kim Jones. I forget what we even used to call that show. There used to be a little Thursday Giant show that Kim Jones and I would do. And I remember doing that show, and Giants fans didn't believe they would win majority of the weeks. And I think that year they beat Aaron Rodgers in London. I think they beat Lamar Jackson. They had a couple other sneaky wins. And we interviewed players from the team. I think we talked to Darius Slayton. I forget who else we talked to, but yeah, that year, I don't know. That it's crazy how a lot of us now feel like that year set the Giants back, because that year made a lot of people believe that they were ahead of schedule. That year, they also had a lot of David Gettleman's people that, you know, he drafted and were there. They kind of inherited some of that, and then their vision was to get rid of most of those guys and create their own. They also had Wink Martindale. And now here we are with a team that on Sundays, you almost feel like it's inevitable. We're going to lose. But you did come out of the wilderness some with Jackson Dart, Cam Scataboo, and like now Scat is done for the year, and it's all on Dart, which you don't want to happen here. 888-808-1019 as we continue to talk about the Giants as they will host the San Francisco 49ers this Sunday at MetLife. What you don't want to happen is Jackson Dart to start to regress or him to start to press or try to do too much where he starts to turn the ball over. Fumbles, interceptions, like his development and his continued success is paramount. Now, I was not really watching this Knicks game. There was a point in the Knicks game where they went on a run in the first half where I'm like, oh, they got it. But now I got my eyes on this fourth quarter. We're going to take these calls, but I'm going to watch this fourth quarter so I can take these Knicks reaction calls after. I got to check the box score as well and see what happened here, because the Knicks cannot have back-to-back losses on the road under this new regime. In the BX, Pete, you're on the Fan. What's up, Pete?
Yeah, thanks for taking the call. First time call, long time listener.
Thank you, sir.
Hey, you're doing a great job. I want to say one thing about these refs, man. Just like they fine these millionaire football players, they need to start fining these refs.
Yeah.
That'll make them stop doing this nonsense. Start fining these refs because they can see these plays. And Ray Charles and Stevie Wonder can see this stuff. What are they doing? This is ridiculous.
It's crazy how bad these officiating crews are. They should all be docked. You're right. They fine the players for lowering their helmet, unnecessary roughness.
Start charging the refs, and this stuff will stop.
Scataboo got fined $15,000 for going into the blue tent for 3 seconds.
See? There you go. You're answering my own question.
Yeah, they should be fining these guys.
Start fining these refs, and they'll stop. That little money they make, well, it's not little.
They'll tighten up. I was walking home from the train yesterday, and I'm like, how do we fix this? Do they need to go to some type of class? And I'm like, they shouldn't have to go to class.
Absolutely.
It's week 8-9. They've already officiated 2 months of the season. How do they not know what they're seeing and how to call it?
Start taking their little kibbles and bits from them, and they'll stop.
Yeah,
and on the coach, I want to say something about the Giants coach.
Yeah.
If he stopped eating donuts and crimpets and cheeseburgers and put more effort in coaching the team, he'll be good. They need to go get John Gruden.
And thanks for the call, Pete. You guys are just hating on Dable. He did Ozempic. He hit Pilates. You guys are over it. I get it. It's too many losses, man. I think I asked ChatGPT, hey, ChatGPT, what is Brian Dable's record as head coach? It's not good. It's nowhere near good. I think somebody posted and I had it. Brian Dable, ChatGPT, you're failing me right now, because whatever this is not what I was looking for. Brian Dable record. One of the Giants accounts, and that's another thing I was saying, like, for the Jets and Giants to have so many content creators, like, they don't deserve y'all. They don't deserve the amount of film breakdowns, the amount of analysis that comes out. So, shout out to Anthony Rivardo. I think I follow him. I started following all the Giants content creators. It helps me out on Sundays because I can like really get a beat on Giants Twitter and see what you guys are talking about, feeling. The Giants under Brian Dable, updated after week 8. His record is 20-38-1. That's a .348 winning percentage. He had a 10-game losing streak in 2024, which is the longest in franchise history. Offensive ranks and points per game in 2025, 23rd. In 2024, 31st. 2023, 30th. It's not good. It's not good enough. I get it. I hear y'all. But I'm telling you that your regime, your owner, like, they've suffered enough that just a little bit of success with Dart, I don't know if they rock the boat and get rid of this guy. Speaking of little success here, the Blue Jays are finding a way. So, Andrés Giménez singled to left field. Dalton Varsho scored. Ernie Clement to third. The Blue Jays now lead 3-1. Do the Dodgers have any magic left after last night? I kind of had the feeling that the Blue Jays would bounce back for two reasons. Desperation and that game last night going the Dodgers' way, and the Dodgers kind of just celebrating so hard. And, you know, what did the Blue Jays do? They just kind of put their heads down and went back to their hotel, and they know they got to get this game. I also have gone back to my take. And we'll see. There's still plenty of time left. Top of the seventh. They're up 2 runs. But I went back to my take that Sunday night, posted on WFAN, Instagram, Twitter, right before I came in to do my Sunday night show, where I said, okay, and I didn't want to be the Debbie Downer, negative Nancy, glass half empty. I don't know what to call it. But I just knew the Yankees weren't surviving the DS. You go to Toronto, you got to take one of those games. You let both those games on fire. After you blew up the first game with the long man, Paul Blackburn in, and then, you know, Will Warren coming out of bullpen, a whole rookie who's never done that. You know, I remember I was on, I was like, okay, that's the long man, but for how long, man? You let him give up four homers. So I just knew, I'm like, there's no way they overcome this because the Blue Jays are a good team, and I don't see anybody beating them three games in a row. Blue Jays win tonight. That stops the Dodgers from beating them twice in a row. That stops the Dodgers from beating them three times in a row. Because the Blue Jays took the first game, the Dodgers took the last three. So maybe my theory was correct. Anyway, back to the Giants. I understand. I'm not a Giants fan, though. So, like, I don't have that pain. And I don't have that feeling like, hey, enough is enough. We've seen enough. This guy's not a winner. This guy's not going to get it done. My take and my thoughts is just that Brian Daboll was granted a fourth season. You could have fired him after the second year. You could have fired him after the third year. He was granted this fourth season to draft and develop a quarterback. What if he picked Shedeur Sanders and Shedeur Sanders didn't work out? Yeah, then I could see more conversation around him losing his job. But because Jackson Dart exists, that's his saving grace. Neil is in Weehawken right now on the Fan. Go for it, Neil.
Hey, Keith. Appreciate your time, as always. So, look, I'm more of a – I think Shane is that middle manager. And the best way I can explain it is he's always talking about his analytics, his process. I've always interpreted that to mean I have a way of doing things, but my to make up for what I don't have in instinct, right? Whereas Daboll, if you go back and watch all the stuff that we saw, you know, the clips on YouTube and Hard Knocks, he talked about neighbors being Daboll's wide receiver one. I interpret that to mean as Daboll, as a scout, had neighbors higher than Marvin Harrison. And then
yeah,
if you watch football, any of these football things, again, with the quarterback, it really seemed to me like Shane wanted Sanders. And Daboll's like, no, if I'm going down, you're getting me my quarterback. I don't care about your process.
It was Joe Shane that was seen at Colorado like three different times. It wasn't Brian Daboll. Go on.
Yeah, and so now I'm looking at the lack of depth that we have, right? The lack of playmakers. The fact that we are our quarterback room, despite having a starting quarterback who's probably making, I don't know, he's probably got the 20th highest cap number, give or take. We're still paying Daniel Jones. We have, what, $19 million devoted to
Jameis Winston and Russell Wilson.
Right. I don't think Shane knows what he's doing. I think Shane's biggest skill is he's good at convincing other people that he knows what he's
Drew
doing.
He also paid Drew Lock $5 million, right?
Yeah, right. And how is – when you cripple a guy with a second contract quarterback, that guy better be really good at playing the position, right? You can't just have a mediocre guy making $50 million. We're paying – for guys who aren't even playing, and we have, what, probably $30 million devoted to the quarterback room when the guy who's actually playing, again, I don't know the number off the top of my head, but I'm guessing he's the 20th, 30th, somewhere in there in cap number. I don't think this is really on Daboll. I don't think Shane has half a clue what he is doing.
I started with Shane last night, and I always say that Shane has his GM book for dummies that he wrote, and he's the only dummy that goes off of it. He has made it up every year. A clip came out from Saquon Barkley's Saquon documentary on Amazon Prime, which I refused to watch, but I caught it on Twitter. And just yeah, the way he was talking to Saquon, I'm like, this guy doesn't have a clue. You're talking to Saquon Barkley. He's telling Saquon, like, yeah, we value in the top. You know, we can give you $13 million and get you into the top five running back category, but he said to Saquon, if we pay you, we don't have enough money for everybody else. Saquon's the most important. What are you talking about?
And on top of that, he goes out and, all right, he says you can't hand, we're not paying our guy $40 million to hand it to our $20 million running back. That yeah, is exactly what the Eagles did to win the Super Bowl.
And the Eagles are like, we will. We got the offensive line for it.
And then look at Tyler Lubin, right? The draft you know, he said something about, what did he say after the draft? Our analytics show that if you can turn the ball over in college, it's going to translate to the NFL. Mm-hmm. Did you not look at his angles when he ran, right? Like, Do you not have a
He's just a step slow. He's not that open field tackler. He's got to be like down in the box. Saquon just stepped on him and went to the left. It wasn't even, he didn't lay a hand on him. Tyler Newbin has not been what they thought he was going to be coming out of Minnesota. Antoine Winfield Jr. is coming out of Minnesota.
Yeah, and correct me if I'm wrong, wasn't Trent McDuffie available when they picked Deontay Banks?
I don't think so.
Okay. I remember them going kind of in that same area. I don't know who at first, but nonetheless, I think we're...
Yeah, McDuffie was 2022. Deontay Banks was 2023, was it? Yeah, it was a year before.
There's enough to criticize the guy that I shouldn't get something wrong and criticize him for it. So that one's on me. In general, I just think we're sitting here bashing Dable, but do you remember when Brett Favre he was talking about Dable and he said, you know, we use the whole terminology in Green Bay that was and based on colors, and here we use numbers. He learned the entire playbook from Green Bay, so when he's calling in the play to Brett Favre, he can tell him, okay, in the Jets vernacular, it's blah, 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 and the one you're used to, it's blah, 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 go. Right? This isn't a football bonehead, and he's made to look like one because our GM can't figure out how to spend $5 million in the kicking room and still not draft somebody.
Yeah.
Like, what are we doing here? I appreciate your time. I'll hear your thoughts about this off the air.
Thanks for the call, Neil. So I just went and looked at that draft where they did take Deontay Banks at corner. The corners that were selected before him, right before him was Christian Gonzalez. Great pick for the Patriots. He's healthy now, back helping the Patriots. Damn, they're about to score another run, maybe two. Who's on base? No, Vladdy gets stopped at third. 5-1, Toronto. So I'm going to peacock tonight about, see, I told y'all nobody could beat the Blue Jays three games in a row. Mariners didn't do it. Dodgers about to not do it. I knew the Yankees couldn't do it. 888-808-1019. Prior to Christian Gonzalez, Emmanuel Forbes was taken. Mistake. How do the Commanders draft Emmanuel Forbes out of Mississippi State, an undersized corner that I think is now with the Rams, over Christian Gonzalez? And then, of course, the first corner was taken, Devin Witherspoon, out of Illinois by the Seahawks. But yeah, Deontay Banks is such a miss. But I feel like Deontay Banks, that pick was influenced by Wink Martindale, if I remember correctly. There's been a lot of mistakes. There has been a lot of roster issues. You know, the whole Parcells thing, hey, you want me to cook the dinner, you should allow me to pick the groceries. Dable's only been allowed to choose a couple groceries. You know, as the last caller was talking about neighbors, I remember that pro day and seeing Dable. Dable was like, yeah, this is who we're going with. We're not going to draft Bo Nix. We're not going to draft Michael Penix. We're not going to draft J.J. McCarthy. We're going to get this guy. This guy is going to be here at 6. After they take Marvin Harrison Jr., we think this guy's better than Marvin Harrison Jr. Correct. They hit on Malik Nabers. Shedeur Sanders hasn't touched the field yet. Quinn Ewers has been on the field. Tyler Shuck got on the field. Dylan Gabriel got on the field. Obviously, Cam Ward is on the field and Jackson Dart. Brian Dable wasn't interested in Shedeur Sanders. He wanted Jackson Dart pretty much the whole way. Got that guy. But you need so many other guys. You got to fill out a better roster. The team's got to be deeper. Now injuries have hit. You're depleted. You don't have what it takes to compete in the NFL the rest of the way to win the 6-7 games that you need to win to quiet all the people that have been watching you the last 4 years that think Shane and Dable should go. Let's go to Leslie in North Hallidon on the Fan. What's up, Leslie?
Hi, Keith. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm okay. I'm just going to... About Brian Dable, I loathe him because I feel like, first of all, he's not a good coach. I mean, think about the going for it for two when you don't need to. How long has he been doing that? Think about the games it cost us. I think it cost us two games this season.
Yeah, and
so.
Last year. It's been a consistent theme with, like, we don't trust our kicker. Yeah.
He does the same stuff. And I feel like, so that's the bad coach part. Then the part that he keeps doing it, I feel like he's just not like a good quality person. I feel like he's about himself. I feel like he's about himself with Dart, the way he went into the tent. I don't care about trying to save your job. I mean, like, come on, where's your integrity? This is a kid. Yeah, I just totally turns me off. And I feel like he totally started to really throw Daniel Jones under the bus at the end of, you know, when things were going south.
Yeah.
I felt like in the beginning, he was all like buddy-buddy. And I just felt like, you know, of course, everybody looks at Dable because it's his choices. And when Jones was having problems, in the meantime, Jones would die for that team. Come on.
Yeah, and he had a lot of love and respect by his teammates.
How much respect? How much? That's why I'm so happy
The team went into the tank. They went completely downhill after the whole fiasco going into the Tampa Bay Bucs game coming out of the bye week where they named Tommy DeVito the third-string quarterback, the starter, and they had Daniel Jones with a hand warmer on scout team, and then Daniel Jones eventually asked for his release, and you could tell nobody in there agreed with that because it was foul. It was based off of, we don't want you to get hurt and have to pay you more money. You are the best quarterback on the roster, but we're not going
exactly
off of that.
They totally threw that kid under the bus. I'm so glad he's doing good. So I felt like he was, him just doing that, like, I remember just him, like, yelling at him, like, on camera more. And I just felt like he's going to use him as a scapegoat. And I feel like nobody sees this stuff. I don't know. And he's just not a good, he's not a good coach. Look at our record. What is it, 21, 39-1?
38-1. It's probably the worst record for a coach that's been in the NFL the last 4 years by far. Like, I don't think there's any. You usually get fired. You don't get to stack up that many more losses than wins.
Honestly, I mean, do you honestly think, I don't, do you think Dart needs Dable? I don't.
No, I don't.
I think Dable needs Dart.
I've seen enough of Dart where I'm like, this kid is.
He's probably trying to influence him and be so buddy-buddy with him. I'm just so.
Well, I think Dart probably feels indebted to him somewhat because, like.
Exactly.
You birthed me into the NFL. You put me in this situation.
Exactly.
There's other teams that passed on me.
I don't think he made Josh Allen either.
No, he definitely didn't. I don't ever subscribe to that. I'm so tired of the. Well,
so why does everybody like jump on those bandwagons? He's not a good coach. He's not a good coach. I'm sorry. And I admit I loved him the first year. And also think about it. First year, didn't he have like a different personality? I feel like too, how he acts all coy with the press.
Oh yeah. His post game stuff
cool.
is
not
tired.
Good.
Yeah.
So I'm sorry. I know it sounds terrible, but I do not like him at all. I do not like him.
Thanks for the call, Leslie. You're not alone. I don't think I've really taken too many calls, maybe two, that, like, nobody's endorsing Dable. They're not endorsing his style of coaching, his speech, the way he talks to the media, players. They're not even endorsing him as a offensive mastermind guru, as I think he is. The only saving grace is he drafted Jackson Dart. Jackson Dart is saving his ass right now, but, like, when we were watching Jackson Dart, and there's a lot of people watching the film and using the word off structure, right? The plays that Jackson Dart is making, they aren't necessarily because players are being schemed open. You know what I'm saying? They're not necessarily because Kafka and Dable are drawing up the play where, boom, it's there. A lot of the success you're seeing is because Jackson Dart is him. He's like that. And I think he was like that in the SEC at Ole Miss last year from what I saw. And I think now in the NFL, it might not be a case where you need Brian Dable. He might be, like, no matter what system, no matter what offensive coordinator he gets, he's going to be able to make plays because he's already ahead of his time. Like, I've been blown away with his skill set, his poise, how he's not affected as a rookie. Usually rookies, their heads are spinning. You know, usually rookies get rattled. He does not. He looks like he belongs all the way, belongs. Most people did not have him being a first-round quarterback. I talk about being on the night that he beat Duke, and I was talking about, Duke had some guys with the transfer portal or whatever. He beat up on a Duke team, but I remember saying, this is the quarterback that's going to rise up the charts. It's not going to be Jalen Milroe. It's not going to be Dylan Gabriel or Tyler Shuck or any of these other guys, like, this is the quarterback that's going to rise. And he did for the Giants to go get. Now, will that be enough? I think it will be. I'm sorry. I think if John Mara has gone through this much losing, he's going to go through another year of Brian Daboll and hope for better. He's going to go through another year of this regime and just hope that they pull it off. Now, speaking of pulling it off, Giannis is on one. I think he's trying to send a message. I mean, the Bucks are on one. They actually have a better-looking squad than I realized. But Giannis has 34 here. It's 111-105 Bucks with about 240. Bang. Now it's 113-105 Bucks with 2.5 minutes left in the fourth quarter. Incoming, angry Knicks fans. Oh, Giannis with the SWAT of OG Anunoby. Can they get a shot up here for three? Too strong. Off the rebound. That one doesn't go down. Incoming, angry Knicks fans. I got to check this box score out, see who they're about to blame. They're about to blame Mike Brown. Now all of a sudden the rotation don't look so good. You got...
Mike Brown's going to get the Brian Daboll treatment tonight. Holy crap.
Thinking, I don't like the way his glasses sit on his nose.
Give me Tibbs.
No, but the Tibbs supporters, they're about to hit 888-808-1019. And you're like, we got rid of Tibbs for this. This is how they look on the road. This is how they look against the Bucks, against the Heat. What happened? Well, what happened? No Deuce McBride. And no... Obviously, no Mitchell Robinson. I don't know. I can't make up excuses, but I am about to figure out how the Knicks ended up here with 2 minutes left. They're down 8. The game is not over, but it looks like, you know, in the Pfizer Forum, Giannis Antetokounmpo, Ryan Hollins, and the rest of the cast of characters from Torian Prince, former Brooklyn Net, Bobby Portis, former New York Knicks, Kyle Kuzma, Miles Turner. I forgot Miles Turner went over there after leaving the Pacers. Gary Trent Jr., AJ Green. Like, they're about to beat this Knicks team that's supposed to be the number one team in the East. Supposed to be a lock. Supposed to roll through the East. I smell trouble. Keith McPherson on the Fan talking about trouble. Chris Bassett's in the game walking off the mound. End of the seventh inning. The Toronto Blue Jays are up 6-1. Plenty more to do. I've got about 90 minutes left. Rock Until Midnight. This song reminds me of the Prudential Center, The Rock. Ack was just in here. And I don't know if Ack's still listening. He hit me with a OPP. We started talking about Naughty by Nature. I was like, hip-hop hooray. That's something that they play at the Prudential Center with the Devils. My Devils fans right now, we're getting low. I was trying to keep it quiet, but the Devils just got on the board. Probably too little too late. Not looking good for the win streak. The Devils went down 5-0. It is now 5-1. I don't have anything else to report outside of, not so great tonight. And Jacob Markstrom, not a good return. Not a good first night back, buddy. It's the second period, though. Anything can happen. 888-808-1019. The Islanders lost as well. I believe 5 goals were given up in that game. The Bruins beat the Icelanders 5-2. Now we just need the Rangers to save us. Save our local hockey. 2 minutes left in the first period with the Rangers scoreless against the Canucks. 1-0 Rangers now, Paulie. Let me hit refresh. Well, you're ahead of NHL.com because with 2:32 on NHL.com, they're reporting. Oh, there it is. Now with 2:20, the Rangers are on the board. Mika Zibanejad. Giannis Antetokounmpo, 37 points, 16-22, 8 rebounds, 7 assists in the first half alone, or in the second half alone, he had 23 points. He closed them out. I might work on getting some Giannis post-game audio. The Knicks lose their second game on the road. Knicks fans call me up and tell me what you saw. Big Zoo Wop from the Bando. Our guy Ed Arzuman was out there in the newsroom. I was just chopping it up with him. He just watched the game, and I'm like, yeah, what's going on with the Knicks, man? It's just sometimes you get beat. And I also think it's just growing pains of this early part of the season that I had said, like, when I was on Monday, I was talking about the Heat, and I kind of laughed about the Heat culture and, like, hey, this is what they do in their building. And, you know, it was opening night. They set up the Knicks for opening night. The Knicks were out there Saturday night, got on Sunday. In your building against the Celtics and the Cavs, who don't have their full complement of players, the Knicks came out, looked pretty decent. They looked pretty good. It looked like the new system, the new rotation, all that was working. Now you go on the road against teams that are perennial contenders. The Heat and the Bucks are in it every year for the most part. They're ready for you. They're ready for you. And I'm very interested to see.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
In the UEFA Champions League, every moment is a story.
Bukayo Saka scores!
And every great story needs an audience. The UEFA Champions League. Stream every goal, every game, live exclusively on Paramount Plus.
What exactly happened here? I leaned into Giannis. And like I said, I'm watching a World Series. I'm hosting the show. I'm looking for things online. We're talking about Brian Daboll. Seems like everybody hates Brian Daboll. It's hard to keep my eye on this little screen over here with the Knicks. In the beginning of the game, it seemed like the Knicks were doing their thing. They went on a run in the second quarter. Yeah, I'm looking at the second quarter. They outscored them. The Knicks outscored Milwaukee 45-32. And then what happens? You get the third quarter Knicks. I don't know what it is. Remember last year, Mikal Bridges saying we need to do layup lines coming out a halftime? So after beating the Milwaukee Bucks 45-32 in the second period, they come out and get beat 35-20 in the third. And that sets up a fourth quarter where 27-20 in the fourth is enough to beat you by 10. That's tough. Let's see who did their best for the New York Knicks. I mean, Jalen Brunson's going to get his 30-plus. Jalen Brunson had 36 tonight. He was a minus 11, though. Bad matchup for him? I got to see. I got to watch these highlights. Mikal Bridges had 24 points. He was a minus 10. Other than that, Landry Shamet starting tonight, 16 points. He hit four threes. But then OG Anunoby and Carl, what the hell happened to Carl Anthony Towns? Carl Anthony Towns only has 8 points, 3 turnovers, 12 rebounds. He didn't even get enough shots up. He was 2 for 12, 0 for 3 from deep. Half of his points were scored from the charity stripe. OG Anunoby, another one, 9 points. He was a minus six. 1 for 6 from deep, 3 of 11. And then the bench, two guys with goose eggs, Diawara and Huck Porty, 0 points. Diawara only played 1 minute. Huck Porty, 12 minutes. Jordan Clarkson, I know some people were complaining about Jordan Clarkson after the Heat game, former sixth man of the year. He played 17 minutes, only had 10. And then you get Josh Hart. What is up with Josh Hart, man? Let me see. Josh Hart only had 3 points. He was a minus 18. 1 of 5, shooting 1 of 4 from deep. Where's his rebounds? Only 4 rebounds, 4 assists, 2 steals. Maybe just not a good matchup, because when you look at the starters for the Bucks, they're all in the positive. I mean, Giannis leading the way, which, you know, the jokes about Giannis are, you know, Giannis was seen walking around Midtown Manhattan. Giannis was supposedly looking for apartments. Giannis wants to be a Knick. The Knicks are the one destination Giannis is willing to be traded to. So he had a statement game tonight. 37 points. He was a plus 18. He had 2 blocks, 1 steal, 7 assists, 8 rebounds. 16 to 22. 5 out of 7 from the charity stripe. And, you know, Ryan Rollins was his Batman tonight. I saw Ryan Rollins' lip was bloody. I guess he got into something. He had 25. Did they fire him up? He had all of his free throws. He had all of his three-point shots. 5 for 5 from the free throw line. 4 for 4 shooting the deep ball. Other than that, like, Miles Turner didn't do anything. He had 5 points. Gary Trent Jr. had 11. A.J. Green had 9. And then their bench all chipped in pretty solid. But this is a Giannis game and Ryan Rollins game. Ryan Rollins, who is like, Ryan Rollins is 22. He's been in the league, what, 3 years? Ryan Rollins, I didn't know Ryan Rollins was like that. Maybe I'm late to the party. It's just a good game for him. Just a good game for the kid out of Toledo. And the Knicks lose. So now you're looking at a 2-2 Knicks team, 0-2 on the road. Some questions about now. The offensive system, the rotations, the defense. That's where most of the calls are probably going to come in about what's up with this defense and guys not knowing where they got to be or what they got to do. And coming up next for the Bulls is a little home and home set where they'll play the Bulls in Chicago, which is part of the NBA Cup. Ooh, NBA Cup. Just kidding. Nobody cares about that at all. NBA Cup group stage, and then they will face the Bulls at home Sunday, November 2nd at 7. And then they got a stretch here with the Wizards, with the Nets. Better get those wins. But, yeah, now we have entered the part of the next season where you get out of the gate. Wow, this is different. This is fun. Mike Brown, look what he's done. And 2 games on the road. Whoop.
And one other thing, just of note, late in the fourth quarter, it appeared Jalen Brunson hurt his hamstring groin area. Now, he was down. Brunson came out on the floor. They took him back out of the game. They put him back in after timeout, so he continued to play.
Oh.
But I think that's something to look forward, something to look at.
Sorry, here come the Devils, bro.
Yes, 3 straight for the Devs.
4 now. Jack just scored. It's 5-4. So I was like, hey, it's only the second period. Anything could happen.
You quit on the Devils about 10 minutes ago. Keep that in mind.
I didn't quit on him. I quit on Jacob Markstrom. Terrible first show for Jacob Markstrom. But anyone listening heard me say, it's only the second period. Anything could happen. And yeah, they just ripped off 4 goals.
So that is ripping off 4 goals for the Devils. But I think it's interesting. Brunson hurt again. And there's a few videos on Twitter. And he looks to be in a lot of pain. Again, he came back in the game. So I'm assuming they wouldn't have risked it this early in the season. But yet again, is the injury bug rearing its ugly head with Jalen Brunson?
I don't know. But now I'm trying to get this Devils game on. I got Fubo right here. The Knicks are done. Give me the Devils game. And now the Devils have to take this game and keep the streak alive. 5:48 in the second period. Devils are down by 1. They just beat the Avs in overtime in Prudential Center. Jack Hughes scores his ninth goal of the season. And we got a game here, folks. Streak is still alive. I won't lie. I did say that might be it for the streak. I didn't realize how much time there was. Then I saw how much time there was. And I'm like, oh, anything is possible here. They just scored four goals in the second period. Sensational. Wagon. Let's keep going here. Four goals in the second period to answer the three goals by the Avalanche. And this game is not out of reach. Jacob Markstrom, figure it out. Figure it out first night back. They're picking you up. They're picking you up. Anyway, we got a lot to talk about now. The Knicks game is final. And we're trying to figure out what the Knicks fans saw. We're trying to get some intel as far as Jalen Brunson's injury and the defense. And who you mad at? The Islanders game is over. They lose 5-2 to the Bruins. The Devils game is far from over. They're down one. The Rangers take an early lead. Still taking calls on Brian Daboll and the Giants, as the Giants, in my opinion, must win against the 49ers. They've won in their building. The 49ers are not what they used to be. Must win in your building Sunday against the Niners. Stop the bleeding. You can't go and shock the world, beat the Eagles on Thursday Night Football, then lose to the Broncos, lose to the Eagles, lose to the 49ers, on top of losing star players and not having any depth. The World Series continues, but I think it's pretty much over. 6-1, end of the eighth. Toronto absolutely bouncing back. Toronto with a response. Shohei Ohtani is the greatest player in the world? Okay, let's see him start against us. And we'll get him up out of the game. Vladdy takes him deep. Shohei ends up giving up four runs. And then they immediately jump on Banda, Anthony Banda, coming out of the Dodgers bullpen. The Blue Jays have too many dudes. Without George Springer tonight, not a problem. I already mentioned Vladdy's two-run bomb. Bo Bichette drove in another one. Addison Barger drove in another one. And Andrés Giménez as well. So the Blue Jays are three outs away from evening up the series and doubling down on my...
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
In the UEFA Champions League, every moment is a story.
Bukayo Saka scores!
And every great story needs an audience. UEFA Champions League. Stream every goal, every game, live, exclusively on Paramount Plus.
Take that. Nobody in baseball is beating them three times in a row. I knew the Yankees couldn't do it. The Mariners didn't do it, and the Dodgers won't do it either. 888-808-1019. The chat is still live. I know we dropped a little bit. If you were on hold before, calls were back up. I think we had a little bit of internet troubles. But that is all well and good now. Thing about tech difficulties, working in tech, is it's going to be difficult. So, yeah, you know, looking at the chat, Knicks need more offense than just Brunson, Jimmy Ryan says. Cat is supposed to be a star. He disappears for entire games. Resist Evolve says that. So, you know, some people have their names, some people have screen names, some people have random names. Can you please give a shout out to Shlomo Friedman? I'm your biggest fan. Shout out to Shlomo Friedman. Nobody's going to want to play. I'm not going to read that. I'm thinking they're going to say something about my, there's another goal. The Avalanche score. It's 6-4. I'm thinking they're about to say something about Mike Brown. Instead, they say something political. Brunson may be the greatest I've ever seen. He goes down in pain in games. You're like, is the season over? Then voila, he comes back into the game. Yeah, remember last year he would go into the locker room, get a new foot, get a new ankle? We're like, what happened to that guy? He comes right back out, puts the cape on. What would it take for the Mets to get Joe Ryan and Byron Buxton? Well, I mean, that ship has passed at the trade deadline. Buxton doesn't want to go anywhere. He wants to be a forever twin. Understandable, right? That's your organization. You're not going to win anything there, but he's got a bunch of kids, and they've called Minnesota home, and I get that. Joe Ryan, they didn't move. And I remember saying, like, we thought that the Red Sox were going to get Joe Ryan, and I'm glad that they did not. They probably would have knocked the Yankees out. But I think he's got a one-year deal with Minnesota still. And he's going to arbitration with them. So what is it going to take? I don't know. Shout out to whoever's running the WFAN account in the chat. Big day for Shlomo Friedman. Got your shout out, man. We don't have calls, so I don't mind using the interaction in the YouTube chat to, you know, kind of get a gauge for what you guys are talking about. I'm trying to get some Knicks fans to call me at 888-808-1019 that watched that whole game. I've got hockey on. I've watched a little bit of the Knicks. But for the most part, I watched the World Series. They jumped all over Ohtani. And honestly, I feel like the Dodgers, after all those big swings and all that it took, 16 hits last night, they score one run. One run is not going to get it done. And I highly doubt they have a rally in their bones to score five runs to tie it and six runs to win it in the ninth. This has been a good World Series. Like I said earlier, I thought I was out. You know, they pull me right back in, because if you love the game of baseball, last night was a classic. What could they do for a follow-up? The Blue Jays, you got to put respect on them. I know I didn't. I know I wasn't really thinking they were like that. I was ready to troll them. I was thinking they were going to lose the division to the Yankees down the stretch. They were folding. But they're for real. They've got so many hitters. And John Schneider is a hell of a manager. Who's going to win Manager of the Year this year? Him? I mean, he can. Let's see. Who is the favorite for Manager of the Year in the American League? ChatGPT will tell me in any second now. Start searching the web and cooking up. I'm sure everybody uses it. Now, even if you use Google, it's got AI mode where it collects all these different things. And I'm on Twitter. You guys are killing it on Twitter as well. Sports and Music, Wrestling 1000 says, awesome show tonight. I'm going to say, depends on who you ask. That's always my response. People be like, yo, you're the best on the fan. I'm like, depends who you ask. Yo, you killed it last week. Depends who you ask. It's a good way to be level-headed as well. Some people will tell you you're the greatest. They like your show. Other people will be like, this guy stinks. You got to be in the middle. Can't get too high. Can't get too low. Let's see. Big Ramones fan. How about these Devils, bro? Hallelujah, Jack. Husel, do ya? That's what he wrote. Yeah, need more. Yeah, need more. Now they're down two again. Oh, yeah, so Yankees 1996-2000, I was talking about Dable putting his feet up. I remember that, too. It was not very becoming. But also, like, with Dable, him yelling at the coaches, that's not very that doesn't make people like you either. There was a whole article written about him yelling at the coaches and, like, Joe Shane having to put the headset on. We just saw him yelling at Shane Bowen after that game. It's part of, you know, who he is and what he does. You know, they fired that old line coach that's with the Commanders now. And all these things start to count against. They start to count against you as you try to build your case. Something else that I went and researched during the break, I was like, who was the player that Joe Shane told, like, don't pay your rent? So it was Nick McLeod. Remember that whole thing with Nick McLeod? Joe Shane had a dispute with Nick McLeod because they asked him to take a pay cut. I remember talking about that last year, being like, yo, if you're asking a guy that you signed to take a pay cut, that's on you. And so the quote was, in response to McLeod's refusal, Shane reportedly told McLeod's representatives, don't pay October's rent. As soon as I can replace him, I'm going to replace him. I'm not effing around. Come on, guys. Mo is out on Long Island on the Fan. Hello, Mo.
Hey, Keith, how you doing?
Good.
I'm a disgruntled Giants fan. I agree with you. The 49ers game is a must win, but honestly, we are trash, man. It's hard to have hope, and honestly, I don't know, like, I don't really have much to say other than that. I just kind of wanted to get your thoughts. Like, we had some life. We looked exciting, promising. I wasn't, like, the biggest fan of Scadaboo. Like, he was great, but it's not like I thought we were going to go super far with him. But, yeah, I just think that, like, you know, this team, not so great.
Yeah, you don't think they're stopping Christian McCaffrey and George Kittle and Juwan Jennings and Kendrick Bourne and, you know, Mac Jones? You think those guys are going to come into MetLife and have their way with the Giants' defense?
If I had to bet, yeah. I think so. I mean, the Giants, there are such nice moments watching the Giants' defense at times, and then there are times where they just completely whiff and don't show up, like missed tackles, yep. Just like
bad pursuit, deflated. Bad angles, not hustling enough, not running to the ball. Yeah, well,
totally.
Here comes Rob Saleh, too. Rob Saleh is going to run all of the steps in MetLife like he used to do, and he's going to take out his revenge on the Jets, on the Giants first, coming back home.
Facts. I guess the only good news for us is that we're not Jets fans, so that's one thing to be happy about right now for me.
That's how it always comes around. Thanks for the call, Mo. At least we're not the Jets. But, yo, not for nothing, Giants fans. You only have one more win than the Jets. And if you lose this week, and I believe the Jets are favored to beat the Browns, you might be sitting in the same spot. So the pot can't be calling the kettle black and all that. You know what I'm saying? You can't be looking over there and say, hey, we got it better than those guys. Because they're one win away from a Cleveland Browns team that's running out Dylan Gabriel at quarterback from having two wins. And then we could be in the middle of November talking about the Jets and Giants are right next to each other on tankathon.com. 888-808-1019. I've got 1 hour left. It's open mic time. Sports Equinox. We can talk NFL, NHL, NBA, MLB. Keith McPherson on the Fan. I'm coming right back.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
In the UEFA Champions League, every moment is a story.
Paris Saint-Germain have won the Champions League.
And every great story needs an audience. Feel every match.
Mbappe in the middle!
every goal.
Oh, would you believe this?
From the best clubs.
Real Madrid strike.
And the biggest stars.
Bukayo Saka scores.
This is the world's best soccer.
Momentous and iconic.
The UEFA Champions League. Stream every match live exclusively on Paramount Plus.
So, I made the new Eggo protein waffles the other day for my kids, and they couldn't believe how good they tasted or that they were packed with protein. They have the same great Eggo taste we all know and love, plus 20% of your daily protein. They seriously taste amazing. Whether it's part of your breakfast before school or a quick bite before practice, new Eggo protein waffles and pancakes are an easy way to keep everyone happy. Head to your local grocery store to fuel your morning with Eggo protein waffles and pancakes, available at retailers nationwide.
There's no place like home. Download the Borgata online app and sign up for a new account to check out our latest exclusive slot, The Wizard of Oz Munchkinland. New players get a 100% deposit match up to $1,000, plus $20 on the house. Don't forget to download the Borgata online app for exclusive thrills on our latest slot, The Wizard of Oz Munchkinland. Only available at BetMGM Casino. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Visit BorgataOnline.com for T's and C's. 21 plus to wager. New Jersey and Pennsylvania only. Welcome offer for new customers only. Games may vary by market. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable site credit / bonus bets unless otherwise provided in the applicable terms. Rewards subject to expiry. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Your cold is coming. Your cold is coming. When you feel a cold coming, shorten it with Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand.
Oh, no, not before my big trip.
The big trip you've been planning is coming up, and so is your cold. But Zicam can shorten your cold and get you back to planning sooner.
Thanks, Revere.
We really should keep Zicam in the house.
Shorten your cold with Zicam.
Take it from America's most revered messenger. Shorten your cold at the first sign with cold shortening products from Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand. Available in stores or see where to buy at Zicam.com.